Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Starting with the, as we said, unfortunate conclusion for Dominic Thiem in Ashe against Juan Martín Del Potro, where he just had to retire. It seems like Thiem just played too much tennis.
He has. The strain had shown earlier in the tournament, Brian. You know, it started with a five-set match against Millman from Australia. John Millman, you wouldn't expect him to push him to the brink like that. That was an excellent match. And then he's had his struggles since. Seemed to be rounding into form. I think was looking forward to this match with Del Potro and actually led, Brian, 3-1 first set. He was looking strong. Beautiful slice lob over Delpo's head to get the break. You thought maybe Thiem is on his way, but he lost five straight games in that set and then called for the trainer early in the second and had to retire. That was a shame, but maybe there was a certain inevitability to it all.
And Del Potro marches on, as does Stan Wawrinka. He took down Ilya Marchenko in four sets, up two sets to love. Marchenko, a valiant effort in the third set before Stan ultimately got the better of it. He's made Armstrong his own personal playground this tournament, winning again out there. He'll be back inside Ashe now for the quarterfinals.
Absolutely. No, he probably should have closed him out in straight. You're right about the valiant effort from Marchenko, Brian, but I think Stan had his chances late in the third, did not convert them. It looked as if he was on his way. He had that service break very close to winning it in three straight sets. But that will do no real damage to him. He's onto the quarters. He's going to play Del Po. That's going to be a very interesting match, especially in light of the fact that Del Potro beat Wawrinka on the lawns of Wimbledon this year.
We've got more spots in the quarterfinals on the line tonight. That's what I want to talk about, Steve.
Sure.
We have you for a few more minutes. Let's start with the first match. We'll go over to the men's side. That's Andy Murray against Grigor Dimitrov. We'll come back to Murray as the second seed. He's gotten plenty of attention. I don't think Dimitrov has gotten a lot of attention for how well he's performed this tournament after it seemed like he was getting close to the nadir of his career.
It did, but, you know, it started piece by piece, some good wins in the spring. He started building things up. And then I think what really helped him coming in here was a very good Cincinnati semifinals, leading Cilic 4-2 in the third. So he was on the edge of being in the finals, but at least he knew he was playing great tennis again. And then it carried him right in here, and now he is in the fourth round. This is the kind of match I see him really enjoying. If he was playing Andy Murray, Brian, in the semifinals, I could see him getting too tensed up, that the thought of winning and going into the final might get him carried away. But playing him in the fourth round, I think, is ideal, because I think he'll focus only on the match, only on beating Andy Murray, which he's definitely capable of doing. I mean, I say he's got about a 40% chance to win that match. Others I've talked to give make it less, but I just think he's playing well enough, and the combination of his excellent form and Murray's subpar form. Now, if Andy raises the stakes tonight and suddenly and starts playing the kind of sustained, high-quality tennis we've seen from him so much this year, then it could be a different story. But he's looked to me to be just a little worn out. He's played so much tennis from the French Open on, right up till here. Finals of the French, winning Queens, winning Wimbledon, winning the Olympics, goes to the finals of Cincinnati. That's a lot of wear and tear, Brian, and I wonder whether perhaps an informed Dimitrov might bring out a certain angst in Andy Murray tonight.
That'll be the first match in Arthur Ashe Stadium, and then a sequel to an epic showdown from Wimbledon between Radwanska and Konya. That match took over 2.5 hours, 9-7 to Radwanska in the third set. Konya is one of the players younger than this stadium, Arthur Ashe Stadium, which is less than 20 years old. Can she break through on this stage tonight?
Oh, she could. I mean, Radwanska obviously she's got the experience on her side, and she's been a consistent top five player. We've seen her in the finals of Wimbledon. She knows what she's doing. She knows her way around the majors. So I still give her the slight edge, but it's not going to be an easy match for her. When you've been through something that harrowing, you're not so sure you're going to win the next time. And I think it's going to be another very close contest. Very likely to go the distance, go three sets.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.